Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In many traditions, we have been told that be careful with who you sit with, be careful where you sit, and so on and so forth. We have these type of traditions. But it's also the gathering of where certain things have, or rather will be mentioned, or certain things are being discussed that have been recommended by us to attend. And we can see, for example, that during the month of Muharram, we spoke about the gatherings in the remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That those are gatherings that, you know, a person should attend. A person should strive to attend those type of gatherings, because it is those type of gatherings that take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by enabling a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering those who are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussain alayhi salam being of, or definitely of, those who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this tradition from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we see another type of majlis, or another type of gathering, that the Imam alayhi salam advises us to attend. And obviously here we understand that it is not just the attendance, but it is what a person will gain from it. Whereas in the majlis of dhikr, or in the majlis of musibah, and where the atrocities that have been done to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are mentioned, a person gets that emotional attachment to the Ahlul Bayt, the remembrance of them, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this one, it is the same, but in a deeper level, because that is very in-your-face kind of thing. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says that the gathering of ilm, majlisul ilm, or a gathering where ilm and true knowledge is being discussed, like true knowledge. This is also important to understand. What the Imam is saying is ilm, is that ilm that will take a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of, you know, perfection, and so on and so forth. That type of gathering is what is a garden, is a rawdatul jannah, is a garden of paradise. Why? Because paradise, if you look at it in the terms of the philosophers, is nothing but the extent of a person's knowledge. Again, this needs a lot of explanation, just accept it from now. So a person's understanding and ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it increases in that particular gathering, the knowledge that increases in the person, his existence increases, therefore that absolute essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to him, and obviously that capability of him to enter into paradise or to create the paradise for himself is expanded. But again, paying attention to what the Imam means by ilm. Not any ilm, but that ilm that will enable you to get a connection between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد